You don't want Sarah to hear you, do you? You're so scandalous, getting your cock sucked under the table while your daughter sits across from you. None the wiser to how perverted her father really is. What do you think she would do if she knew all the filthy things we did together? All the times her father fucked her best friend while under the same roof? Do you think she would think of you differently? Knowing how easily her father's big fat cock slides into my mouth. Keep talking to her. Make sure she's nice and distracted. What's wrong, Daddy? You don't usually stumble through your words like that. Someone might notice what's happening beneath this table if you keep doing that. What do you mean by that? I am not giving you a look. Okay, maybe I am a little bit. But all that look means is I'm gonna enjoy deep throating you. You know I like you clean so fucking good, Daddy. That's why you come to my room night after night after night. And thankfully it's a big enough house so she doesn't even notice. Switch places. why don't you get under the table? Yep, right where I was. And I'll take your seat. Yeah, you like it? Don't think I haven't noticed the way you looked at me whenever I wear this miniskirt around the house. I know it's your absolute favorite. Yeah, go ahead, move my panties to the side. They're drenched anyway. I love when you play with my lips like that. There you go. Yeah, go on, tease me just like that. Just for to touch on me. I think I hear Sarah coming back. Yeah, just stay down there. Hey, Sarah. How's it going? Yeah, I haven't started on that project yet. I don't know, I don't have any ideas, so I'm hoping maybe a week out before it's due, I might come up with something and put pen to paper, but right now, I don't know. Yeah, really? Ugh, goodness, you always start these things so early. Your dad's always saying I should act more responsible like you, so. Oh, yeah. We've been kind of close lately. You know, we hang out now and then, but, you know, nothing too excessive. No, he's... Look, you might think of him as a crotchety old man, but he's definitely not. I mean, he's full of wisdom and knowledge. And he's just such a wealth of life experiences. You should listen to him more often. Yeah, I mean, he's really great at orally telling all these stories he has growing up. Oh, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. It's just, it's just a little hot in here, that's all. No, it's okay. I'll step outside for some fresh air in a little bit. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We can meet up on campus later. I'm not going anywhere, so yeah. Good call. It's never a bad idea to take an apple to go. Yeah, I just ate. It's fine. Sure. Yeah, definitely. I'll catch up with you later, Sarah. I'm fine, really. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'll see you later. Oh my God, I thought she would never leave. What are you lifting me up for, Daddy? What? Do you have something in mind? Oh, I see. You want me on the table, huh? Goodness. You really seem to love this idea of almost getting caught. But lucky for you, I get turned on by the same thing. Are you gonna pay me back for sucking your cock under the table, Daddy? Yeah, I know you're rewarding me, but technically, I was being a good girl by swallowing your cum. Oh, I know. You can do all sorts of things to me. She called you a cranky old man, but little does she know, cranky old man, fuck the past. I want it so bad, Daddy. Please? Can I have that thick, throbbing cock of yours? Sarah's gonna be out for a while. We have the entire kitchen to ourselves. Yes. Just like that. Oh my God, no one fucks me the way you do. No one fucks me the way you do. Oh! like that, just like that. Oh, ram into me just like that. Oh my God, you have no idea how good that feels. Daddy, yes, yes, harder, harder. I shouldn't have said that. I mean, I love when we do stuff like this, but I didn't mean to say the L word. Wait, hang on. Look, I'm sorry. It was a stupid slip of the tongue. I wasn't thinking. I know you're not ready to hear those words right now, but can I ask you why? I know we promised we would never fall for each other, but you know, you always seem to flinch whenever someone says I love you. Even when Sarah does it, I've noticed. Your ex-wife, does saying I love you remind you of her, or? Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I didn't realize the kind of relationship you two had. So, ultimately, you guys left things off not on the greatest terms, I think. It's sad, really, when someone can take such a beautiful, wholesome phrase like I love you and warp it in your head to mean something completely different. It might sound a little bit selfish, but if it were up to me, then I would do everything in my power to redefine what those words mean to you. Of course, it's not up to me. It's more complicated than that, but still, even if I can only help you in a small way, I want to be a good girl for you and make you forget all the bad stuff. And maybe one day, you'll let me.